Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Lunch with Leah, episode 505, and here's Leah.
Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Oh, my God, the boat's going by. How fabulous. Wouldn't it be nice just to be on a big old yacht out in the middle of nowhere? Okay, so what is going on? Well, we got our votes in. We all filled out our stuff. We're ready to drop them at the drop box. And Freda got nervous. She said, I don't think I can vote. I'm like, Freda, what is wrong? What are you talking about? Do you can vote for anybody you want to. No, I'm just scared. My family in Ecuador told me that if I vote that they can arrest me. God, and then Paul was sitting there, and Paul goes, Freda, no. They used to tell me that when I lived in Haiti, and so I didn't vote when I was in Haiti because I was scared, but you're in the United States. I said, Freda, we spent all that money on lawyers for you to get your citizenship, and now you're afraid to vote? I said, you vote for whoever you want, but you really need to vote. And she's like, this is all in English and Spanglish and Spanish. You know how it is, and Paul and Haitian and, oh, my God, French and whatever. And she's like, well, my family told me that I can get in big trouble if I vote. Finally, I don't know, somehow I just left it there. I said, you do whatever you want. And she came in and brought it in. And I said, well, I guess she must have talked to somebody that in the United States of America that speaks Spanish that explained to her we're not in Ecuador. But that's what these people are up against. And it just made me realize, not that we don't already know this, but I mean, people just die for the right to vote. And it's just so disgusting that they pulled all those mailboxes out so people can't vote. And then in Texas that they put the restriction on one voting precinct.
I saw the video yesterday. I could not believe
precinct, per county.
It's the largest county in the U.S.
Well, Houston County is. That's either 3.5 or 4 million.
They said it's just under the full state of Delaware.
Yeah, but population. That's just one county that they did. They did it in Travis County, McLennan County. They did it in every county. So I had gotten on the phone and put together a team of like 14 people from Texas that I know that speak Texan, and put them on a Beto O'Rourke's task force to call. They were able to get 2.5 million people called the day before early voting started. So he's a hero. I mean, this guy, I'm going to build a statue for him. If I get a hall pass, I'm going for him. He's fabulous. I mean, can you believe what all he got done? I mean, it's just amazing. But anyway, so everyone in Texas is like, did you see the lines?
Yeah, no, I mean, I saw them interview an African-American couple that were probably in their 60s or 70s that had to drive 3.5 hours.
Yeah, can you believe it?
And then wait
2 hours
to get up to the place where they could drop off the ballot.
Yeah, and then this judge, federal judge, ruled that it was unconstitutional. And then the appellate court, which was 3 Trump appointees, upheld the earlier ruling, so they're back to 1 again. And the thing that's just, you can leave that, that's horrible about that is a lot of these people don't have the means to drive 3 hours. They don't have the time to drive 3 hours. Now, this really genius woman in Houston County, I forget the county, anyway, she set up these phone with these car lines where you can drive through your car and drop it in the box, which was brilliant. So that just saved a lot of time. People are comfortable in their car. They're now trying to stop that.
The gentleman that they were interviewing told that he was saying, you know, look at how they have this set up. He says, so you can't walk.
Yeah.
You can't just walk up and drop it off. You have to have a car first, so that's going to disenfranchise a lot of people that can't do it. He said, secondly, he said, you know, the fact that they were able to leave because they had the day off to go and do that. Most people don't have 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, but the car thing was a good idea because people can whip through. The problem is they should have a walk-up box and a drop-off and a car box because, you know, people would rather drive in their car than walk. It's just so unfair. That just tells you why only 21% of the people in the country think we're on the right track. Anyway, that was the first thing. And then, you know, the other night, you know, these mosquitoes in this town are horrible.
Oh God, you should see my legs.
They're just horrible. The other night I was walking up to take Freda. They're all showing me their bites on their legs with their all their Versace and what do you call it, the new YSL shoes. Oh, my God, these two guys over here with their designer stuff. Well, I am wearing Chanel today.
Yeah, you're drinking out of a Versace travel cup.
But anyway, so I was walking up the stairs to take Frey to her dinner because I don't like her coming down the stairs at night, even though it's lit up. I'm always worried she's going to fall, and I want her hands both free. I don't want her holding anything, so I take her dinner up to her every night. I must have gotten 10 bites on the way up 20 stairs. I couldn't believe it. And I was so annoyed about the bites. I said, RJ, from now on, you have to take Frey to up her dinner because I can't get the bites. He and Roy don't get any bites. They walk 2 to 4 miles a day. They don't get one bite on them. I've never seen anything like it. I can go out for 1 minute. I get 20 of them.
I can't show you the top of my feet right now, but this morning I just stepped outside for like not even like a minute in the grass, and before I got inside, I had 6 bites.
You have to put aloe vera on them, but you know, and then that bite stuff. But they and then they drive you nuts, and they re-inflame 2 days later, you know. But anyway, Roy Jr. goes, well, Mom, why are you making afraid her dinner taking up to her every night? Isn't she supposed to be making our dinner? I started laughing. I thought, well, that's kind of interesting because I do make her dinner every night and take it up to her. Last night I made her fish, corn, peas, and potatoes. See, everybody in the house eats different stuff. Like, I don't eat the meat. RJ won't eat the fish, you know, Freda won't eat the meat. I mean, everybody eats something different, so I make 4 different meals every night, basically. So I'm like, if I'm making 3, why not just make 4? But I thought it was kind of funny. RJ's like, isn't she supposed to be making the dinner? I was like, this is what you always say
about training your environment?
That's right. I'm training you. You wait on, this is how I'm the dogs. You know, remember I bought all the Dobermans to be the guard dogs, and then I protected them. I literally would take a bullet for one of them at one time.
Your friends online here are saying, Cheryl Hurston said hello, and she said Jeff Lewis said the same thing today, that he got 28 mosquito bites.
Oh, he did in California?
And he thinks it's type O blood, but I can tell you that I don't have type O blood, and they will eat me alive. I told you about I went to that wedding in Jamaica, and day 2,
I just can't.
I had 150 bites.
Yeah, you have
to
spray yourself down. So, meanwhile, the other day, I got motivated. I drove over to the Biden headquarters, and I picked up yard signs for Biden and Shalala. And of course, the one day that I drive over there, it starts deluging. And I had to go in while it's deluging and get the signs. And Roy Jr. was supposed to take the signs to the car. My job was to drive there, and his job was going to be to put them in the car. Well, they weren't heavy. They were so lightweight. I just grabbed a couple of boxes of them. And I was soaking wet. And then I get home, like, RJ's just perfectly coiffed dry. I'm like, why am I the one? He's 18 years old. But anyway, on the way home, I ran into a lot of people that were, even though it was raining, they were like out on their front porch. A couple of people were walking, and so I just started asking people if they wanted signs. Would you believe how many people wanted signs? I couldn't believe it. In my neighborhood, which is usually a very conservative neighborhood, they have Biden signs everywhere. And then I put one on each side of the property. I put like 4 Biden and 4 Shalala, and I put them inside the gate so no one could take them. Because people will steal the signs, you know, they'll steal them.
Oh, yeah, it's been really crazy. I've been watching on TV and following it locally here, but, you know, over in Miami Shores where I am, there's signs in everybody's, and they're really hilarious.
Are they all Biden signs?
Almost all of them. Yeah. I think there's like 2 Trump signs I've seen in the whole, like, you know, 3 or 4 mile radius over there. But the signs are cute. Some of them are like, by dawn instead of by done.
Yeah.
And then I saw one of the housewives, I think it was Portia, posted the other day, if you're mad at me because of my political affiliation, she says, buy den. Like, buy den.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, if this is a point in life, I've always said, and that was one of my quotes, it's more important to be to take a stand than it is to be popular. If you can't take a stand about some fundamental disagreement that we shouldn't put kids in cages and rip them from their parents when they're still breastfeeding, or, you know, some of the things that craziness that's going on, the COVID thing, that other countries are down to like 20 infections and we're like millions of it. I mean, if you can't take a stand about fundamental things like that, what is wrong with you?
Well, they started shutting France down in the last hour again, because just before you came in.
They started shutting what down?
France.
Oh, France, yeah. No, I'm not saying it's, but I'm just saying they have a national strategy and they have testing. We don't have either. But in any event, So then with the debate, that fly that got on what's-his-name's head, that has become such a conversation. I'd have laughed so hard. Now they're really releasing that movie called The Fly with Jeff Goldblum. So I'm like, good for him. He's getting a new career boost. But then everyone was tweeting, what are flies attracted to? You know, I thought it was just funny. Yeah, if you missed CNN's Zakari, What the World Thinks of America, oh, my God, it's only an hour. It's very bottom line. It's just interesting. It's so worth watching. I mean, I really think it should be required reading if you're an American citizen. It just shows you what the world thinks of America. And he brings the receipts. It's not his opinion. You know, he's got the data to back it up. So then apparently the Lakers won that big game the other night. That turned out to be the biggest deal ever. So I was texting with this guy back and forth, and he goes, oh, I'm going to watch the the World Thinks of America right after the Laker game. I didn't realize it was a championship. It was a championship, and they won.
I know. We were close.
You know, so, yeah, Miami lost. But you know what?
I'm surprised we got as far as we did. Honestly.
Not only that, you know, this was like, I thought it was a tribute to Kobe Bryant, so I didn't really care, to be honest. You know, it's always nice for Miami to win, and then a lot of people said, well, LeBron beat his home team again. You know, LeBron, don't ever say anything about LeBron to me. I'll kick your butt. First of all, he stands for so many good things in the world. He funds so many great projects in the world. He uses his voice for good things all the time. And he came to Miami when Miami was desperate for championships, and he gave them championships. And then he felt obligated to go back to where he came from and give them championships. And he did that. So if he wants to go be a movie star in L.A. and get championships there and live the life of a celebrity, good for him. He earned it. He deserves it. So don't be talking to me about LeBron. He kept his word. He came here. He lived out his contract. He delivered the rings to everybody that wanted them, and go on. Good for him. Yeah, so Cheryl, don't talk about him to me.
Cheryl Harrison says, I live in Cleveland, and we miss LeBron. He is a stand-up guy and did so much for the city.
So much. And by the way, Trump came out the other day criticizing him. He's such a loser, and he's a hater. Why are you picking on this guy who's done nothing except good things in the world? And how many people have profited and benefited in the economy because of his talent? I mean, I'm just sorry about that. I can't.
By the way, Adam Dobson chimed in when you were talking about Beto a little while ago.
Talking about what?
From Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Guy from Texas. And he says that Oprah is doing the cold calling.
A lot of
stuff,
them are. So. There was a couple of more big celebrities, Oprah, and I can't remember who they were. Maybe this person knows. But there were two or three or four. Willie Nelson's doing the calls. You know, there are a lot of big people doing the calls there. It's kind of fun, you know.
Willie Nelson wrote that song, too, about vote him out.
Vote him out. Vote him out. So then the other day, these friends of ours, or kind of friends, I know them directly through some friends, made an ad called Abe and Trump and put it on Twitter. And I just got motivated. For 12 hours, I did nothing but push that ad. I got everybody I knew to retweet it. I tweeted it. I retweeted it. I called in all my favorites on Twitter. They got a 1,000,004 views in 12-hour period. Now, today, they dropped the second ad called, it's under the Abe and Trump, A-B-E and Trump, Twitter feed. And their ad's about when they're on the other side, and Trump and Abraham Lincoln having conversations. It's really clever.
One of them's drinking a beer or something.
And the other one.
And they're sitting in a chair having a conversation together.
And the other one's drinking bleach.
Yeah, and Trump was drinking bleach.
And then today, the ad is about Abe teaching Trump, or Trump talking about Twitter to Abe. They're just very clever. There's so many clever people in the world. I wish everyone's talented. talent could be fully recognized and they could get rich off of it. There's so much talent out there that's never completely recognized. Then in the meantime, this friend of ours, Candace, in Los Angeles, if you haven't subscribed online to the magazine called, what is it, Life Lux, or Lux Life?
Lux Life.
Lux Life, L-U-X-E-L-I-F-E. Well, she's a real powerhouse, and she's just talented, and she's really beautiful, and she's in perfect shape, and just everything. She has my old body when I was in perfect shape. And she sent me these vitamins. I don't know what if they're called vitamins. I don't even really know what they are. I just started popping one a day just to see what happened, and I'm telling you, I can't believe it. Listen to what they are. They're GSH, Ultimate, okay. It's Ultimate Glutathione. G-L-U-T-A-T-H-O-N-E. Anyway, listen what it says they do. And I didn't even read it. I started taking it, and I started noticing all these things. So then I read what it's supposed to do, and it does all of them. So it says to take three a day. I was only taking one a day. Imagine if I took three. It enhances your respiratory function. It promotes your immune function, your intracellular immune function. It supports your cognitive function. I will tell you, I was thinking clearer when I started taking these, and I had more energy, and I was more motivated, and I don't know, it just helps boost your immune system to fight bacteria, virus, and pathogens, and that's why she started taking them, because, you know, the virus. Elevates your sense of well-being. Well, I don't know about that. Increases your energy. That it does. It supports your muscle and strength and endurance. It's powerful liver support. You know, a lot of people that have weight problems because they have a fatty liver. And also your liver, everything you do in life goes through your liver, everything you take. So it has so many, it may help blood sugar regulation. But it's called Optimal Immune Therapy, GSH. And you can get it if you're anyone that wants it. I'm not getting a commission. I'm not getting paid. I'm not a spokesperson. I'm a nothing nobody that I share what I like. Remember I told you I like the M salt. I like the monk fruit. Now I like this. I wouldn't let anybody pay me to endorse something. I don't feel like I have.
But I would, so please reach out.
Reach out to James. It's called Salvation Nutra, SalvationNutra.com. So I just think it's amazing, and I feel so good on it. You get 90 in a bottle. I don't even think it's expensive. Anyway, I wanted to share that because I did notice I started feeling so much better. I got motivated to do 25 years of files, and my idea of doing the files is bringing them over here and putting them on Jason's desk. By the way, we want to just mention that last week that while we were here, James got a flash across his Apple Watch that said Chris Christie was on a ventilator. It turned out not to be true. So after the podcast, we started researching it, and they had retracted they scrubbed the article.
It was CNN and the Daily Mail.
Yeah. And they scrubbed it. So I got a hold of my resources that are inside the, you know, gossip channel of news and press. They couldn't find anything either. So, but I did get some inside scoop about what a diva and how demanding he was when he was in the hospital. But, I mean, anyway, he survived.
We didn't want to spread any misinformation.
We're not fake news.
But we felt bad because that we had mentioned that and made such a big deal about it, and then it didn't really.
Well, it's not true, and it's good for him. So he gets out of the hospital, but nobody's heard a word from him. And also Barr. No one's heard a word from Barr. No one's heard a word from Jared Kushner. A lot more people got this virus at that event than they're telling you about. And yesterday, a wife of one of the guys is diagnosed with the virus. So anyway. Yeah, the one outside, trust me. And now the CDC and the World Trade Organization and the scientists have all said that you can curtail the virus 92% if everybody wears a mask, save hundreds of thousands of lives. A lot of people think it's an intrusion on their privacy. Well, if you think that, are their right to decide what to do with their life? Well, the Supreme Court's putting a woman up right now that thinks abortion is, what'd she call it, barbaric. So, you know, they can tell you, you know, what you can do with your body, but they can't tell you what you can do about wearing a little piece of paper on your face to protect other people. I mean, what is wrong with the way people think? I don't understand.
Let's not forget, too, that this medication that he's out there touting is It's made out of stem cells and convalescent plasma, which is part
made
of
from
the
abortions
that
yeah.
they. So
they
the
are
very
telling
thing
you that.
Exactly. So why don't they say something about
By
that?
The way, that cocktail that drug he's on, Trump, is a $1.5 million cocktail. And he's out there bragging. Well, I'm feeling like Superman. Well, yeah, he's on steroids, amphetamines, and drugs. And he had 14 doctors, according to him. And he has a $1.5 million treatment that no one else can get. Wait until those steroids and that methamphetamine or whatever, when he goes off of it, one or two things are going to happen. Well, he's either going to completely crash or he's going to tell that quack doctor of his to keep giving him his shots until November the 4th, and he's going to get addicted. One or the other is going to happen. Did you hear him the other day? I want to go out and kiss everybody. Oh, my God, just vomit. Think about big old sweaty thing kissing you and leaving all that makeup on your face. And he just feels like he can walk on water. And what about these people in the hospital? They can't even have a relative visit them. They don't have insurance to pay for it. They're scared for their lives. And he ends up bragging about how great he's doing. What kind of message is that? I'm sorry, it's terrible. On to celebrity news. Kanye West is urging people to write him in.
He released
Can you stop it? Just go away. Just go away, please. Oh. And then Stormy Daniels, she's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I love her Twitter.
Oh my God, her Twitter feed. So Melania calls her, what'd she call her? Either a hooker, I think she called her a hooker or a whore or something like that. So she tweets back. Stormy Daniels tweets, ha ha ha, although I wasn't paid for sex and therefore technically I'm not a hooker. And then she mocked the steamy photos of Melania when she was stripped down and feeling herself off and making out with women, and she put all that stuff up. And her response to Melania calling her a hooky. Meanwhile, I tell that Stephanie, that best friend of Melania's, that's being sued now. It's just amazing how Trump just uses the Attorney General's office and the Department of Justice and to just be his own personal law firm now. So they're going to sue on behalf of Melania because she broke her NDA. Well, everything in the book, according to her, is going to now be public record anyway because of the lawsuit involved in the amount of money that was missing from the inauguration. I just told her today, I sent her this tweet saying, you should start a GoFundMe page and let people help pay for your legal because it's an abuse of power. You don't get to go. The president's using the Department of Justice to sue some girl because has wrote a book about his wife. I mean, that is the most abuse of power. It's ridiculous.
Have you noticed he now, every time he mentions the Department of Justice, it's my Department of Justice.
Yeah, everything's his. Everything's my generals.
My Department.
My generals.
My Attorney General.
Yeah. Yeah. And, by the way, almost every prominent retired general has signed an op-ed stating, please don't vote for Trump. He's the number one threat to the country. And there was a report put out by the scientific journal saying that he's the largest perpetrator of false information about the virus in the world. I think we mentioned last week that Eddie Van Halen died of throat cancer. I wasn't sure. I was sad. And that's that. In Real Housewife news, Kelly Dodd is now married. She looked beautiful, though, in that black dress with her hair. She looked so pretty.
Double wedding.
Yeah. Then the
Hers
same.
On the same day.
And then Cynthia from Atlanta. And both of them had a lot of people at their wedding. Cynthia, on the other hand, required social distancing and masking. I don't know if Kelly did. The pictures didn't reflect that, and she didn't comment that. But Kelly looked really, really pretty. I thought Cynthia looked pretty, I've seen her look prettier. And the Real Housewives of Dallas, Brandy, her mother-in-law was in a car accident, and her 9-year-old daughter was in the car with her. The 9-year-old daughter survived, and the mother-in-law died. Oh, my God, that broke my heart. She posted the picture with her and her daughter, and then she put a little picture of her mother-in-law. Her mother-in-law looked young and pretty and vibrant. That is just heartbreaking. How do you ever get over that? And you're a 9-year-old, and oh, my God, it's just, I felt so bad for her. I don't even know. I don't even watch Dallas, but everybody says it's really good. In news, people that feel uncomfortable at the cinema, 70% of people feel uncomfortable at the cinema. In restaurants, 60% of people feel uncomfortable. In public transportation, 71% of the people feel uncomfortable. In pubs, which meaning they're getting drunk, 70%. I don't know how that's not 90%. The worst place to be with the virus is in a bar drinking with a bunch of drunks. And in shopping centers, 60% feel uncomfortable.
I saw Stephen King, he posted this week that he had taken his nephew or whatever to the movies, and I think that he said there was like something like 15
Hardly
theaters,
anybody
and
there.
There were only 7 people in the entire movie theater.
I feel so sorry for the entire movie theaters. Yeah. I feel terrible.
Well, did you see? They've got to start rethinking, and Disney this week, they made the shift. So everybody's going to fall in line. They said their entire focus is streaming now.
They're
going
to have to figure it out. Yep. You know what I love for the drive-in movies? I mean, now we don't have the space, you know, like, but you take these big, huge parking lots that nobody's doing anything at night and do the drive-in movies. Of course, you can't do it in this town because the window's down. The mosquitoes would haul you off.
They've been doing it at
they've been doing that.
At the Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah.
They've been having it.
And I like
the
that.
Like older theaters that haven't been used in a while.
And they should do it. But I feel sorry for the whole theater industry and the whole cruise ship industry. Oh, my God, in Miami. Did you see they hauled all those cruise ships in and they're selling them for scrap metal? Oh, my God, that's heartbreaking.
And listen, I know some people that have worked for that for those companies
for
decades.
I know.
They've up and left. They've taken new jobs in new industries. Two of them, my friends that were with them
terrible.
For over 30 years, moved to Los Angeles last week.
And a lot of them, too, people that made a lot of money by supplying products to the cruise ships, they're all now stuck with massive amounts of products that they were planning on, you know, like you have to project. Because like when I buy, for example, what is this, the exfoliant, the non-surgical facelift kit, which now mixed, it's pre-mixed, Sudden Youth Lift Complete Facial Treatment. When I buy this, I can't buy 10. I had to buy thousands and thousands. And I got to buy thousands of the containers. I had to buy thousands of the lids. I had to get it, thousands of them screened. And then I've got to stock all that until I'm ready for the fill. And then they've got the fill in vats. And then I've got to put them in. And then on top of that, I got to stock the raw ingredients for the vats, for the fill, for the container. So all these people that are in the pipeline, which, by the way, don't we have a special on this now? Oh, yeah, if you buy 2 products, you get this free.
Well, if you spend $50,
if you spend any $50, which you're getting 40% off on the products right now. If you spend any $50, you get the non-surgical facelift free, and it's like 8 to 10 facials. But anyway, so all these people that were in the pipeline to supply all sorts of things to these cruise lines, they're stuck with inventory and no distribution. Oh, my God, that's just heartbreaking, too. You know, when I was friendly with Peter Max, which I'm still friendly with him, but he's got some health issues, you know, he sold a ton of his artwork on those cruise ships, and I mean expensive artwork. And so that's how I learned kind of how the cruise industry worked. And then at one time we were going to put our products on the cruise industry, on the cruise ships, but I couldn't make the right deal because the margins were just too thin. And I wanted them to guarantee me so much space, airtime on their televisions in the rooms, and I just never put the deal together. But I'm glad I didn't, thank God. I'd be sitting on millions of dollars worth of inventory. I can't even believe it. So, anyway, so no, there are people asking if I talk to people, this and that and the other. You know what? If they support Trump, we don't have anything in common. Next. Let's see. This guy, this pizza guy, was found putting razors in dough in Maine. So people are biting into pizza dough with razors in it. Can you believe it? What is wrong with people? They're also putting those razors on the Trump sign. So if you try to pick up a Trump sign to move it, you're getting your hands cut and having to get stitches. So there was one town where the city official was moving the Trump sign because it wasn't legal to have it where they had it. You can only have it on your property and on certain other properties. And so you know what happened? The guy had 13 stitches from trying to move the Trump sign because they had embedded, razors in it.
Razors.
How just mean and nasty are these people? They don't know. It's not enough to give false information. It's not enough to take down, you know, voting booths. It's not enough to take down, the mail post office, so you can't put it in the mailboxes. It's not enough to set up one place in a precinct where you can go and vote. No, they now got to put razor blades in their signs. I mean, they're just nasty people. I'm sorry. Last night I was talking to a guy, he's Jewish, lives in Miami, developer, known him a long time, been a lifelong Republican, was always supporting Trump. He was telling me last night, I can't stand him. Everybody in my synagogue hates him. Everybody that used to support him's turned on him. I'm like, well, what made you turn on him finally? Like, finally. Now, we're 3 weeks from an election, and you have finally turned on him. He goes, just look at everything that's happened in the last 6 months. And it's just an accumulation of one after the other, after the other, after the other. And we just want a normal life again. I'm like, finally the light's going on. And Trump's seeing it. He's getting scared. You know, there's a rumor going around. I don't believe it. There's a rumor going around that he didn't really get the virus. He got the doctor to say that he had the virus so he could come out and say he found a cure for it.
Yeah,
and that's what the guy told me last night. I said, you know, you had me up until that, but that's a conspiracy theory. I don't think you could fake something like that. The other thing is people are going, where is Melania? Well, Melania's right where she wants to be. She's got a perfect excuse not to have to go out and do any of this nonsense that she doesn't want to. She doesn't want to do those Christmas trees. Who cares about Christmas? She doesn't want to go out and do any of the rallies. She doesn't want to go out and face any public. She wants to live in her own little ivory tower reading her glamour magazines and suing her friends. Ex-friends. So apparently Lyft has a special deal on getting to the polls. What is it? You get half off? How does that work?
Yeah, they have a promo code. I think it's VOTE2020, and you can put that in your app when you go on Election Day, and you can get up to $10 off of your ride. So
okay, there you go.
To the, and, you know, if you yep. need a ride to...
call Lyft,
get
the
call
discount.
Lyft and get your discount.
It's just crazy that you have to go to all this trouble to vote anymore. And by the way, this woman that they're trying to interview for the Supreme Court, do you believe in the voting rights? Well, I really can't answer that question. Well, do you believe that Roe versus Wade is settled law? Well, I really can't answer that question. Well, do you believe in that we should have that Affordable Care Act should be, rescinded? Well, that's up against the courts. I can't discuss that. Well, do you believe that when you wrote that article about abortions being barbaric, do you still believe that? Well, I don't let my personal feelings interfere with the way I would judge. I was an academic then. Now I'm a judge. Well, do you believe in Medicare and Social Security? Do you believe that that's the law of the land? Well, I can't really say that I believe that as the law of the land. You know, he's just like, what the hell? The Federalist Society selected you, and we know why you're there, to overturn Roe versus Wade, Medicare and Medicaid, the Affordable Care Act, and if there's a dispute in the election and Trump forces every single court and all of his little minions out there to get it to the Supreme Court to put him in as president. That's why you're there. So just stand up and say, that's why I'm here. They've got the votes. I don't have enough character and integrity to stand up and do what's right. I'm going to be their step-for-wife, puppet, handmaiden, and I'm going to vote however they want me to, and that's that. So let's quit wasting everybody's time and go home. That's ridiculous. I just can't with these people. Southwest Airlines. So this woman, I used to fly Southwest all the time because all over Texas, from Dallas to Houston to San Antonio, it's Arkansas. You just 20, 40-minute flights. This woman gets on there they showed a picture with a long skirt and a halter top with her little bit of her belly sticking out and some pretty big boobs sticking out, and it was backless. So they wouldn't let her on the plane because they said that she was, I forget, lewd, obscene, and offensive. So the captain loaned her a T-shirt. I would have sent her over to the line where they buy tickets and had her promote everybody to buy tickets to get on the plane to look at her. Oh, it was fucking hilarious. Oh, let's see. Well, should we take a
you
break?
We should do a little 5-second
okay.
break.
5-second break.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we're back.
Oh, here's a good one for you. The food bank serves 90, or the food, you know, the food, what is it called, the national food thing? They served 97 million meals last year. They got the Nobel Peace Prize. Well, guess who's running the food? What's it called, the food thing?
It's the National Food Bank.
The National, it's called something else.
Or something.
Something.
Like that, yeah.
Guess who's the president and running it? Hunter Biden. So he's the Nobel Peace Prize winner now. Oh, Trump, go snort some more of that stuff that makes you feel good. So Canada did a study where they took 50 homeless people and they gave them $5,700 and in cash. And they found that the people were able to find stable housing, clothes, foods. They had a 39% drop in decrease in spending on goods like alcohol, cigarettes, and drugs. They were screened for mental illness before they did that and substance abuse. And they had to be homeless for 6 months. And most of them have now found jobs.
Yeah.
So that just tells you that if you will invest in people, not everybody, not, you know, the criminal that's going to assault, kill people, you know, not the person with a mental illness because they should be in a mental illness facility. But if you go across the world and you look at the people that just are down in their luck and you invest in them just a little bit, how you can make such a difference in the whole world. I thought that was remarkable.
I actually read an article in depth about that study, and I thought it was kind of fascinating because you really wouldn't have thought that people would have used the money the way they did.
Yeah,
and
they
it
did.
Was really shocking to see that. So I think that, you know, personally, it was a learning moment for myself because I had a preconceived notion of how things
most people do.
Did. And I would just say that I was wrong.
Yeah, but you know what? If I was a billionaire, I would take on two causes, homelessness and prison reform. Those would be the two. There's so many people that really shouldn't be in prison and should really be out working, paying taxes, and doing things. And there are so many people that shouldn't be living homeless. We just need to have more money to do it with. Oh, my goodness. Meanwhile, listen to this one. In Oregon, a three-year-old child shot themselves with a handgun in the head. They found the handgun in a drawer at home, and they died. You know, what the parents, now those are parents that should be in jail. And they shouldn't be able to have any more children. If you can you imagine leaving a handgun in a drawer with a three-year-old child in the house? They probably just think they see it on TV. It's like Cops and Robbers, and they play. I don't know. I can't. Oh, the World Food Program. That's what it's called. The World Food Program. Anyway. Oh, and this somebody said that Hunter Biden now has his Peace Prize while Trump's sons are slaughtering endangered species and stealing from charities while Biden's son works to feed the hungry. Oh, here's a quote from me, Leah's A Life Lesson. Do you care or are you just curious? You know, because the reason that came to my mind is, you know, people ask you questions all the time, and it's like, if you care about that, I don't mind spending my time answering it, but if you're just curious about it, I got other stuff to do. Oh, here's a testimonial. I love this picture, James, with the girl with the hat and all that, with the feather. I mean, the leaves. It's beautiful. I had to write to let you know that I have been using your skincare products for 6 weeks now, and the results are surprisingly wonderful. I have three kids, little time for my skin routine. I found your products so easy to use, and my skin has never looked or felt better. Your customer service is great, Jason. And my order arrived so fast. Stephanie Johnson, Louisville, Kentucky. Thank you, Stephanie. Well, Jason does the customer service, but James does all this kind of stuff. It's not that I can't do all that electrical stuff. It's just that, you know, I let him do it. It's something he likes to do.
Yeah, that's it.
I have to call and ask for my password, and then I have to call and ask.
How do I open Instagram?
Terrible. terrible. I do read all the comments, though. I read them all. But that, I'm good at reading the comments. That I'm good at. I'm good on Twitter. I can do Twitter. Okay. Okay, so I sent out some tweets, speaking of. I said, my tweet, do you want 4 more years of this chaos? You just witnessed the bully, chaotic disruption at the debate. It's exhausting. I tweeted that one. You've heard of the battered wife? Well, we've now seen the battered audience. Trump is abusive. We deserve better after the debate. Got to think the way Trump acted tonight is how he acts in the White House. Can you imagine any process-based decisions after watching that debate or any normal conversations and solutions? And then I said, we were battered audience, abusive, we deserve better. That was after that ridiculous debate where, you know, maybe he had the COVID then. He was on some kind of drugs. But on the other hand, there was an article, which I can't remember the source, so I can't say that it's accurate, but there was an article that Christie told him, Chris Christie in the debate prep, which, by the way, every single one of the people in the debate prep had the virus except Rudy Giuliani, and he's refused to take a test or release his results. But apparently, Chris Christie said, just keep interrupting Biden. He was a stutterer as a kid, and they'll throw him off his game. How cruel are you going to be if you use someone's disability to get score points? You know, I can't stand these people. On the Trump virus, here's this Trump virus story. In January, he said it was under control. In February, he said it was a hoax. In March, he said the churches were going to be packed by Easter. In April, he said it was going away. And it was in May, he said it's time to open up. In June, he said, oh, there are a few embers running around. Remember when What's-Her-Name said that? In July, time to open the schools. In August, other countries are worse. In September, there's a vaccine coming soon. In October, he was tweeting from the hospital. So here's an example. If you want to know why he's incompetent, you want proof that he's incompetent and can't handle the virus, and we're never going to get over it with his mentality. Last week, Vietnam had 5 cases in the entire country. 5. Taiwan had 9. Yemen had 10. New Zealand had 25. And the White House had 24. If you social distance, sanitize everything around you, including your hands. I spray with alcohol stuff. Wear a mask and stay away from people. There's no way for the virus to go hop onto something else and keep going. What is hard to understand about that? But there's no strategy. He's turned it into a political thing. Well, if you wear a mask, you must be against me. Oh, my God. He thinks everything's about him. Let's see. Can survive on banknotes and glass and stainless steel up to 28.
The survey came out
that the virus can survive on banknotes. Jason, when you get change, I usually tell them keep the change. I carry small things with me, or use my credit card and spray it with alcohol afterwards. It can stay on banknotes, glass, stainless steel up to 28 days. Are you kidding? 9 million people in the city. And this one city in China are going to be tested in 1 week following an outbreak. Can you imagine if we had that testing available and we could just say, okay, we're going to test all of Florida and we're going to close the borders for 2 weeks. So if you're going to go, get there now. And we're going to test everybody and we're going to quarantine them and we're going to shut it down in Florida. And as soon as we do that, we're going to take those same resources and we're going to do Georgia, which is right next to Florida, and then start doing regions and one by one by one and just knock it out. But we don't have the test. Remember the whole thing? Oh, anybody that wants a test can get a test? Well, now it's anybody that wants the $1.5 million cocktail can get it, and it's going to be free. Oh, my God. The New Yorker said that Trump's campaign rallies have now been confirmed as public health hazards. John Bolton, when he was working for Trump, fired the pandemic response team 2 years before COVID hit the US. If we would have had that rapid response pandemic, what was it called? Response team, and left that in place, plus left the 38 other agencies globally that had rapid response global pandemic alert up, scientists and doctors, the chances are the virus may have never gotten here. And, or if it did, they could have shut it down. But Trump says, well, I closed China. Well, 40,000 people came here after you closed China, but you didn't close down Europe till 2 months later, and that was where they all came from, is to New York, was from Europe. And Chris Cuomo was blindsided by it in Europe. We hadn't, at that point, we didn't know how it worked. We didn't know how to control it. We didn't know anything. They were just panicked looking for PPE and ventilators and the rest of it. Well, I made more ventilators than anybody else. Well, you gave all of our ventilators to China on February the 9th, so of course you had to replace them. Well, they left the cupboards empty. No, they didn't leave the cupboards empty. And the reason he didn't want the national mandate is he wanted all his friends out making the stuff. He wanted them to be able to make the PPE and make money. I know a guy that made so much money on PPE. He's a multimillionaire now. Why were people making money on this when it should have been a public service? And Trump wanted all his friends to get rich on it. I can't. And it's just unbelievable. Nine people who attended the rally in Minnesota that Trump did 2 weeks ago, they've all contacted it now. That's only nine that we know of. They're also saying that the best estimate of the amount of people that carry the virus is 11%. So if you're at one of his rallies without a mask, and there's 1,000 people, what's 11% of 1,000 people? 110 people. You can assume that 110 people are carrying that virus. Now, if those 110, just the average one person is giving it to right now in the state of Florida is 10. In New York, it's 1. So if those 110 give it to 10, it's 1,000 people more that are going to have it. You know, did you see the grossest thing ever of Ron DeSantis walking through the crowd and wiping his nose and shaking hands at that rally the other day?
I didn't know that.
Did you see it, Jason? Oh, I thought I was going to vomit. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, he showed up at the rally, shaking hands, hugging everybody. He's wiping his snotty nose, sweaty, it's hot, and then walking around shaking hands. I thought I was going to vomit. I couldn't believe it. Oh, he's, you know, his approval rating's down 26% right now. It should be down to zero.
You know, there's all kinds of stuff like that going on right now. And I saw this morning they said that most of the spreading now is taking from the small parties and family get-togethers and stuff that are happening. And, you know, this weekend in Georgia, I have to tell you, I saw on social media, you know, they threw these unofficial gay pride events, apparently. And there were circuit parties where these guys were packed in, you know, 1,000, 2,000 guys in one location, and everybody
may as well go to Fire
didn't
Island.
Didn't have a mask on or anything. Yeah. I couldn't believe
it. You know why? Because this is what people are doing. Trump uses every loophole to get around it. The tax loophole, the DOJ loophole, the not having rallies on the White House lawn loophole. He uses every loophole to cheat and wiggle around and get out of it. So people are like, well, he's having the big rallies. There's a loophole. We can't do it out at the park. Come on over. So they cram twice as many people into an apartment that normally would fit, and they just have their little meet and greets there, and then they get it, and then they go out and spread it.
Yeah. These were abandoned warehouses that were, I mean, I couldn't believe when I saw
Oh, yeah, an abandoned warehouse. That's good.
It.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And they did it like three nights in a row. So these parties were showing up on social media, and they were reporting it to the authorities, but the authorities were having a hard time getting wherever they were to shut them down. So it was kind of interesting to watch the whole thing. But I can't believe that, you know.
Well, what you can't believe is, too, you never know who's going to get it. It can be a 21-year-old that's in perfect health, or it can be a 90-year-old that's not in perfect, or it's in good health, but they're 90. So, you know, this whole misinformation that children don't get it, children get it, that young people don't get it, young people get it, that people, young people don't die from it, young people die from it. You don't know who's going to get it. There's no rhyme or reason to it. It's not like you can take a test and say, well, you know, I have a 90% immunity, I'll take the risk. There is no way to know. So it's not worth the risk to most people. But to the people that it is worth the risk to, if you notice, they're people that only get their information from Fox News and Trump. and right-wing media on radio. They aren't listening to the CDC, the World Trade Organization. They aren't listening to the scientists. Now they took a clip of Dr. Fauci saying the task force had done everything that they could do, and Trump made an ad out of it, making it look like Fauci said that he had done Trump had done everything he could do, and now Fauci's saying that's a misrepresentation, and they should take that down, that it's just not true. And now he says, basically, Fauci said they're harassing him now. They're planning to make another one. And, I mean, he's like the world.
He said he's never endorsed a political candidate in his life, ever, and he says, and I'm not going to start now.
And I can guarantee you, if they push him too far, he may just have to come out and write an op-ed. It's a misleading ad. And now Trump's running around with Macho, Macho Man. And what was the other one? The other one, the YMCA. Yeah. And running around at rallies, like acting like a crazy man that's like pumped up on something.
People.
Yeah, with the village people. You know, it's like, oh my God, who's going to tell him? But I mean, he's acting crazy. Nobody is jumping around. He's never acted like that before. It's something. He's on something. He's on something. I don't know what to tell you. He's on something. Oh, then I tweeted out. So Trump comes out last night and says, I've done all this for you suburban women. Why don't you like me? I've saved your cities. So listen to what I tweeted. I tweeted, this is a guy that's like, that has a one-night stand and then thinks you owe him something. Like, he effed these women. He got a one-night stand with them. He effed them. And now he thinks they owe him the rest of his life when he hasn't done one thing for them. Oh, my God.
He was begging the suburban women to like him because he's losing with them, and they're going to cost him in the election.
He has no shame. Then someone else tweeted, if you don't need a mask because God will protect you, why do you need a gun? In Des Moines, Iowa, they had a big sign when you arrive at the airport. There was a big, huge billboard, and it said on it in huge letters with an arrow, super spreader event that way. Then Trump calls Kamala Harris a monster. I just can't with these people. I don't know.
Well, what did I tell you? Remember, you and I were on the phone the night she was on TV, and didn't I tell you tomorrow she'll be the monster, bitter black
that's
woman?
That's what he did.
And that's exactly what happened.
Did.
He ran.
He doesn't understand. He's alienates seniors by saying, you know, you're disposable. We'll do the herd immunity. Only 2 to 3 million people will die, but you know, you have to stay home because you're high risk. In the meanwhile, the rest of us will go out on about our life, and then only 2 to 3 million of us will die. But the senior citizens, when they're the most high risk, they can just stay home. He doesn't understand. He's alienating senior citizens. Nobody wants, one, they don't want to stay home, and two, they don't want to be scared to go to the grocery store. It's like they're disposable. He's a senior citizen, but he has 14 doctors, a Marine One, and $1.5 million cocktail. And he can lie. Oh my God. Okay, ABC poll said that Trump with white voters is only up 12 points when last time that's really what won him the election. He's down with every other category, Catholics, seniors, the youth, the suburban, everything. So mostly it's uneducated white males. That's his base. And the white supremacy, that's his base. And then two students and a teacher at the school that Amy Barrett's kids attended have gotten COVID now. So she's a spreader. Yeah. Now they're sitting over there in the courthouse watching her, in the chambers watching her mom, their mom, being nominated for Supreme Court justice. And if two of them were spreaders. So you know the others, whether they have it or not, are potentially spreaders. I don't know. The White House blocked the CDC effort to require face coverings on airplanes, trains, buses, and travel hubs. The CDC says that they had put out a notice that on public transportation, airplanes, trains, buses, and travel hubs, you had to wear a mask. The White House blocked it. Oh, my God.
I saw this morning, too, that Delta Airlines announced they lost $5 billion last quarter.
Oh, I feel sorry for the airlines. Nancy Pelosi has had a bill that would help everybody get through this virus for 4 months until we either get a vaccine or get it under control with the social distancing and the masking. Since March, April, since May, this is October, 3 weeks before the election, Trump tweets one day, I've shut down all the negotiations, there'll be no deal. Somebody says to him, this is going to cost you. The next day, I'm for the biggest plan ever. The more money you can spend, the better. And Nancy's holding her ground. She's like, here's what they want to do. The 1.8 that they want to spend. They want to cut some taxes. They want to gut the child care. They want to gut the medical. They want to gut the PPE. They want to gut the things to help get rid of the virus. And she goes, it's not the amount of money that you spend. It's where it goes. Trump just wants a victory. I gave out 1.8 million. Let me sign those checks. He doesn't care where the money goes. And she's like, you know, I know where the money goes, and we're going to put the money in the right places or there's not going to be a deal. What good is there to have a $1.8 trillion deal that doesn't help the people that need it the most and shut down the virus? And I agree with her 100%. Meanwhile, Barr had to announce there are no indictments, and they didn't have anything on this big spying report that they were going to do about the origination of the Russian collusion, and now he won't release the report. Now, the reason he won't release the report is it's going to prove that everything was done by the book, the FISA authorization. You know, if Trump's people weren't talking 20 times a day to Russians, then maybe there wouldn't have been any FISA applications, and maybe none of those people would have been tape recorded, like Flynn, who lied, and they've got him on tape lying, that Trump's still trying to get him, keep him from going to jail. So this is all another big lie that they've spent a year. They spied on my campaign. He even said it last night. They spied on my campaign, and they got caught. No, your Justice Department said there was no worthy indictment, and now they won't release the report because it's going to make you look like you made the whole thing up. Oh, I can't with these people anymore. Now, apparently, you know, not only were they going after kidnapping Governor Whitmer, they were going after Governor Northam, too, because of his mandates on the mask. These people are crazy.
Did you see what they were going to do? They were going to have some kind of weird trial.
Yeah.
And then they were going to take her out and leave her in a boat in the middle of Lake Michigan.
Yeah. They were going to have a trial.
She said they were going to kill me.
And then they were going to kill her.
They were going to put me in a boat and take me out in the middle of Lake Michigan and kill me.
God, these people. And Trump has still not condemned them.
No.
And in fact, he advocated for Whitmer to negotiate with them. She needs to sit down and negotiate with them. They make some good points. And he's never once condemned them. Oh, the voter suppression. Well, we've already talked a little bit about that. Let's see, how much more time do we have, James?
About 3 minutes.
Okay, so Trump on the White House balcony. Oh, Covita. And they've got the Lincoln Project or Midas Touch. I don't know. You guys also need to follow Trump, Abe and Trump. This is so hilarious. It's just so hilarious. They have him with a whole big grandstanding. He's breathing hard, so they retape it. He rips off the mask and then walks in the house amongst a dozen people that are there to wait on him hand and foot. I will never forget that. So we had that, which we talked about last week, and then the fly we talked about, but now the fly is now the biggest Halloween costume ever. Oh, my God. Now, here's something someone posted. If you believe that someone's a billionaire and they won't show their taxes, if you believe someone's a genius but they won't show their college grades, if you believe that they're a great business person but they've bankrupted several casinos, how do you bankrupt a casino? If you think they're irresistible to ladies but they pay for sex, if you believe they're philanthropists but their charity was shut down, if you believe they're a patriot after they dodged the draft, if you believe they're a Christian when they don't go to church and can't quote a Bible verse, if you believe they're innocent but they won't testify, you're not gullible, you're a Trump voter. And Amy Barrett, our new Supreme Court Justice-to-be, served as a handmaid in her church. So now she's going to be handmaiden to the Republican Party. Oh, wow, that's interesting, isn't it? Lynn, let's see. Well, we don't have time much. Do we have any more time?
A minute and a half.
Okay, so the court packing they're talking about, that we're going to do court stacking. You know, McConnell, who made a fool of himself in the debate the other night, he was laughing and giggling about the people with COVID. And when one question came up, he said, no, I'm not answering that. Just move on to the next. When he made a fool of himself, the woman's now 1 point ahead. You need to donate to her.
Kathy McGrath.
Is it Kathy? No, somebody else.
Kelly McGrath.
You need to donate to her. You also need to donate to Jamie Harrison in Georgia, who's going to whip Lindsey Graham, Lady G, out of there. But Trump, when they say they're court packing, McConnell didn't put any judges up to be confirmed for over 3 years. Waiting for a Republican president. That's court packing. Mm-hmm. And then they put a bunch of young people on that have no experience, that many of the bar, different bar associations have said they're not even qualified to be on the court, on any court. Let's see.
Yeah, they've got to do something about this McConnell's one.
So listen to this. The Republicans are saying that Pence has sex appeal. So we need to use him more in the with the suburban voters. Does Pence have sex appeal? To who, Lindsay?
I read an article this morning about him that they said that he went through conversion therapy years ago.
Oh, really?
Pence. And there's this whole thing about, I think it was in the New York Times or somebody.
I didn't hear that.
I'm going to pull that article for you today because it was
That's a blockbuster.
And they were talking about how he always dressed real sharp and dandy in school, and this was like in the 60s and 50s.
Maybe that's why he's so against gays, because he's gay and he can't admit it.
Oh, when I read the article, that's exactly what it sounded like.
The UK is telling their ministers to cozy up to Biden because Johnson says that Trump will not be reelected.
Yep.
Well, Trump's going to go on higher in the kite, and they're going to suppress the votes, and we're all going to get out and vote. And we have plenty more to talk about. We'll have to save it to next week. We had fun. Don't forget to try this out. I told you about the ultimate glutathone. And check out Lux Life and Media, Lux Life Media. And have fun this week. Do your part. Bye, everybody.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.